Okay, hi everybody. This is Michelle, and this is Practical Applications, call number 6. This is our second last call in this series, and it is January 14th. I think that's what I just said. January 14th, 2020. We're going to begin in Shavasana, as we always do. So find a comfortable place if you can. Lie down. If you're not able to lie down, then you can do a seated meditation during this time. It can be video on, video off for this part. But just wherever you are, find a place where you can be comfortable. Whatever's happened before in your day, let it go. It's already gone. It's in the past. Whatever's to come will become the present when we're there. If we're not present now, we won't be present for that either. Let all other things disappear. Just let them go from this moment so you can be here now. Lying on the floor or carpet is best if you can. And make sure you support the head and neck so that the chin is not higher than the forehead. When the chin is higher, makes the mind busy. So lengthen through that back of the neck so the chin is at least level with or lower than the forehead. Bend the knees, and you can press into the feet to lift the buttocks slightly. Take the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels, making space through that low back. Then release the buttocks to the floor. Extend one leg out and then the other. And then let the baby toes drop to the floor. Rest of the toes follow. Let the legs be a comfortable distance apart. Neither body spread eagled, we lose our energy, we scatter it, we disperse it, nor so tight in that there's no space. Give yourself space here. Bend the elbows for a moment. Dig the elbows into the floor with the fingertips pointing to the ceiling. Lift and open the heart center. Then release the arms into a low V, palms up position. Heart center open. Shoulders released down. And let the arms just rest about 30 degrees away from the body so that there's, again, spaciousness. Then softly close your eyes. Take a few breaths here to listen inward at this moment. Be present. Often throughout the day, we hold tension and we don't even know we're doing it, and we're leaking energy throughout the day. So scan the body for any tension. And where you find tension, breathe into that spot and let it go. Just let everything go. Where are you holding that's not needed right now? Let it go. Again, find the next place of tension. Maybe you didn't know you were holding there, the shoulders, face, the tongue, throat, the stomach, the thighs, toes, fingers. Where is it for you? And again, breathe into that spot and let it go. Relax the legs completely. Relax the arms. Feel softness at the center of the palms. Notice how the fingers gently curl. When the hands are at ease, you're not trying to curl them, they just curl because the hand is relaxed. When we're present, paying attention, it's like there's a soft, glowing energy force at the hands. Awakeness, aliveness, right in our flesh and bones. Can you feel it? Tingling aliveness in the center of the palm. Feel it, great. If you can't, don't worry about it. Just feel that. Just focus on the center of the palms for a moment. Softness there. Perhaps that tingling, alive energy. Let that softness, that alive energy travel up the arms, forearms, elbows, upper arms, shoulders, neck and throat. Relax the skin of the scalp. Soften the face and jaw. Relax the space between the eyebrows. Notice if the tongue is glued to the roof of the mouth. Let the tongue go. Let it rest in the bottom of the mouth. That alone changes our day. Tongue rest. Teeth slightly parted. Lips touching, not touching. The lips are another place where often we can begin to feel that life force energy. Prana in the yoga tradition, life force energy. Can you feel the lips when you pay attention to them? It's like they're tingling and alive. You may have never noticed it before. Can you feel the lips? Notice. Watch the breath. Eyes are softly closed if you haven't closed them yet. Feel the breath. Where's the breath today? Notice, is it high in the chest or is it low in the belly? Where is your breath? Can you notice without judgment, without needing to change it? It is what it is. Is the breath ragged or smooth? Observe. Are you breathing more into one lung than the other? Just notice. One side more than the other. How closely can you observe without needing to change anything? Just watching, observing, no judgment. Watch the breath. And sometimes, as we watch the breath, it's as though borders dissolve. We sense things that we didn't sense before, like perhaps that tingling in the hands or the lips. We imagine divisions between us and other boundaries. But as we be in Shavasana, sometimes it's as though the line dissolves between your body and what's supporting you. Like you're melting into the supports beneath you. No division. No longer trying to breathe. No longer even breathing. It's more like being breathed by the universe. Simply watching the breath, allowing the sense of self even to dissolve. So there is simply the breath breathing you. And then letting go of Shavasana as easily as you dropped into it. It begins just with the thought that soon you will move. Allow the breath to deepen. Place the hands somewhere on the torso. Feel the gentle movement of breath. Bend the knees, slowly roll to the right side. Support your head and wait. Softly open your eyes. Use your hands to press yourself up to sitting. Rejoin our virtual circle. Camera on whenever possible. So that we train that one-pointed attention, which is how we grow our companies, our lives, and thereby the world. So coming back to our circle, and again, always camera on whenever possible. Great to see you here, Lindsay, Michelle, and great to see you. Others, I can't see you yet. I know you're here. So let's hear from one or two of you. What did you love in this practice? Training our attention to focus on what we love. All those other things tend to fall away. Then we'll do so when we're looking at our kids or our parents or our loved ones, other loved ones, or our clients, potential clients, the audience when we're speaking, the different aspects of our business, our team. We train our focus so that we just see what we love and grow from there. And it is astonishing how much things grow when we focus there. So who would like to begin? What did you love here? I couldn't tell if that was a fist or a hand, Lindsay. So I'm going to go with Anne for now. Anne, go. Thank you.
Today in Shavasana, I felt just such peace. It was great. And I feel like that's going to help me a lot in my afternoon and evening in the barn, which I have some parents to kind of consult with and make some, help them with some ideas for their kids and to go forward in their horsemanship. So that peace is what I want to go in with. And that was really a great feeling.
Fantastic. If that's what you want for them, how, you know, wise of you to find that in you, right? Or that how wonderful that you found that in you. Because how can we transmit something that's not actually in us, right? So how can we stay aligned in integrity with our own work? And so to allow them to find that when you walk in with that energy, how different is that? How much easier all the work proceeds? How much better it feels? Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Let's hear from one more of you. What did you love this time in this practice? What did you notice? What did you pay attention to? Lindsay, you did have your hand up. So Lindsay and then Michelle.
Well, the first time I really didn't, I was just trying to get comfortable, but it's going to be hard for me to get back and forth to mute and unmute today. So I wanted to just put my, what's on my mind out there now. Because that was obviously my first time I had to do Shavasana from a chair, because I'm not that mobile right now. But it was the first time when you said, notice your tongue, which is something I've been conscious of since September, the first time we ever did this act, you know, that did this together. My tongue is always glued to the top of my mouth. And this was the first time it never was. So it just got me that, like, oh, wow. And then two crazy things. Crazy to me is a good thing, by the way. I was like, man, my hands are tingling. And then you said something about it. And then I was like, why does it feel like I'm only breathing on one side? And then you asked, like, are you breathing into both lungs? And I'm like, get out of my head, Michelle. Like, you were there. You were totally there. what I was thinking ended up coming about. So good to see you guys, and I've missed you.
Lindsay, beautiful, and so great to see you back here. And I love so much, I mean, I love everything you've said here, and noticing that even in reduced mobility, not despite that, but actually with that, the first time the tongue's not been glued to the roof of the mouth, something in you releasing and letting go at a profound level, being with what is, because what is. What is, when we can relax into what is, what a phenomenal noticing that this, one of my friends and also student, Jenny Kovacs, would call it a gift in ugly wrapping, with reduced mobility. But what are the, it's not that we'd ever choose that. What are the gifts that come along with it? Oh, something in me has released and let go. Something in me is attuned to the inner world even more than has happened before. The tingling in the hands of breathing into one side. Something is in me is attuned. And for some of you, you might go, this is way too, this part starts easing into, you know, way too woo-woo. Michelle, I'm a pretty, what people would call woo-woo. I like, when I spoke with Jack Canfield once, he said, you know, the world isn't, I mean, he's a super woo-woo person, has built a ton from that. You know, New York Times bestselling author many times, in the Guinness Book of Records many times, and Success Principles and all that he's done. And he said, you know, but out there in the world, we just have to have one woo. The world's not ready, you know, just one woo. But so this might sound a little woo-woo, but I've experienced it so many times before where when we're writing together, when we're experiencing a profoundly meditative moment together, then somehow we just know things that we should not know. There's the thoughts that come up that don't have any, there's no reason that they should be there, but somehow they were still there. And they give us guidance and instruction in ways that aren't comprehensible to the only rational mind. And if you think of it this way, I mean, our brains contain so much more than what we were able to access consciously. So does it make sense that there's deeper levels in us than we even know are possible, and we can access a much greater power than we may have thought? If some of that at least makes sense to you, raise your hand if you're following that. Yeah, awesome, great, okay. So love that, Lindsay, really beautiful. Something profound happening out of this less mobile time. Michelle, what did you notice here? What did you love in this practice today?
I guess it's very similar with the what is, because this week it snowed a lot here, and so I find myself with really no work for the whole week, and it brings its own issues, but I think that was it for me. It was just kind of going, well, oh well, you know, just be okay with that, because if I just spend the whole week kind of stressed about it, it doesn't really help me. So
yeah, beautiful. Yeah, so might as well not leak energy from that, and Shavasana allows us to stop leaking that energy and actually slow down and go, wait, it's not even strategic to leak energy over that, but how do I stop Shavasana? How do I stop Shavasana? How do I stop Shavasana, right? Not strategic to leak energy. It gives me less to figure out what the next step is. So love that. So what particularly then in this practice did you notice that served you? So I heard what is, what was the actual, was there a physical sensation? Was there a moment that you remember? Because I always want to anchor it back. What was this practice so that we're right here now and looking at what was, to become more and more attuned to this moment, this moment, this moment?
I think it was my mind that it kept jumping to all these things from the week that are, you know, filling up my mind, but then I kept coming back trying to recenter myself and go like, okay, but is that really, really that relevant or important? No, not really. You can let that go now. It's just stuff.
Thank you for elaborating, because that is helpful to everybody that has ears to hear, right? This is beautiful. Often what's happening is it seems like, oh, I just stopped in Shavasana and now my mind is jumping. But it's been jumping all along. We simply haven't noticed. If that makes sense to you, raise your hand if you get what I'm saying here. It's been happening all along. I just haven't noticed. It's been leaking energy all along. Shavasana gives me the chance to notice it. And again, I just come back to the breath. I come back to the breath. I come back to the breath. And I start disidentifying with these thoughts that pour through me. Those thoughts, I was like, oh, I got to get out there. Oh, what am I going to do for work? Oh, it's snowy out. Oh, whatever it is, right? And I really identify with that snow. Yesterday, my daughter's in Calgary right now. It's about minus 30. And so my daughter showed me yesterday that the Calgary Zoo didn't do their usual penguin walk today because it was for the safety of the penguins. It was too cold for the penguins. So when you're saying it's cold, you know, now what? Now what? Can I let it go? Can I let it go? Can I let it go? What is it that I can take from this moment? And that I disidentify with those thoughts. I'm going to say it again. I disidentify with those thoughts. So I know that thought isn't me. That thought isn't something that I need to act on. That thought came from somebody else, somewhere else, my childhood, media, the weatherman, you know, the weather person announcing the weather, my app on my phone nowadays, right? Whatever it is, can I let it go? Can I let it go? Can I find the breath and let it go? And our most powerful words come from that place. Our most powerful ideas come from that still place. Our best lives come from that place as well. So thank you. Love it. All right. Anything else burning to be said without which we cannot go forward? All right. Thank you. I'd love to hear a couple of wins, one or two of you. And I hear I'm going to issue a challenge to you. We haven't done as many wins in practical applications as I often do in training. And but I would love to hear a win. Maybe you've been using your words networking. Maybe you've decided to craft your talk. Maybe you've set a date for your talk. Maybe you spoke like Michelle did in front of your parents. Well, I was like, so honored that I keep going. I've used that example a couple times. It's what a beautiful thing to do. Maybe you have started thinking about features versus benefits and started changing, even though we've not been talking about websites, you've been changing the language that you've been using or on your bio or whatever it is. Maybe you've met somebody that might be a potential client. You're speaking to them in a different way because of some piece of what we've been doing, from keeping it real, from networking do's and don'ts, or those personalities to emulate and avoid. Or maybe you've started outlining your talk. Maybe you've given it, I don't know. Maybe it's something completely other than that, but let's hear it. And let's hear, can you land that win in a sentence or two and no more? Can you cut to the heart of it and just say those words? Who would like to share? Yeah, Anne, go ahead.
I'm gonna try. So my talk is titled The Patience for the Process. And with horses, I find the humans struggle with that. I have been using, I don't know if I'm giving my talk, but I have been using my teaching skills to help people with this patience for the process. That was my win this week.
I know where my people are struggling. I have something that I call it so I can name that pain. And I've been helping them with it. And I just articulated my win in just a few sentences. Well done, Anne. Great. Let's hear from one more of you. A win that you'd like to share, one or two sentences. Can you just cut right to the heart of the thing that's beautiful, just like we do with Shavasana? Here's what's beautiful. Here's what's beautiful in my day or my week. There's a win that I want to share. Who would like to share next? Yeah, Michelle, thank you.
I also managed to write out my talk. So I'm happy about, just kept it simple and wrote it out and followed the sort of the storyboard thing. So.
Fantastic. This is so great. In order to write that talk, you need to know what the pain is, the top of mind problem for your client. You have to know what some of the three main ways are that you can help them. You have to know what that the single domino is. What's the idea that they need to knock over, and all those things that we talked about, right? And then you need to just freaking do it too. I can get it down. And one way to start getting booked for talks too, get out there and get speaking, is how to be ready. To be ready with the talk. Best way is to put a date on your calendar. And I know you've already done that at least once around. And so then to actually get it done. And it's amazing how the universe provides opportunities when we're ready. So love that. Thank you, Michelle. All right. Anything burning to be said without which we cannot go forward? Okay. So I just want to grab my notes. So much I want to share with you today. Let me see. Again, I mentioned just one call left a week from today in our practical application series. Today, we're going to be talking, we're going to be continuing module 5, actually, on sales and offers an ideal client. So bits of module 4, bits of module 5. Next, we're going to be talking about some marketing pieces online and some other places we're going to use our words. So lots that I want to share with you today. And I want to remind those who are in the year-long, it's been called the Love Your Words, Love Your Life Mastermind for many years. We're changing the name. You won't see it in writing for a little while. But it's going to be called Story Freedom, Story Freedom Community. It just makes sense, right? The company's been called Story Freedom for the last couple of years. So if I refer to either of them, you'll know who you are, right? So if you're in the Love Your Words, or now Story Freedom Mastermind, reminder, we have the High Ticket Virtual Retreat Thursday. It's a full day Thursday. Please check your inbox. Please make sure you filled in the survey. Try to do it today if you can. If not, latest tomorrow, because I will interweave that through the teachings, and I'm super excited for that day with you. People have come out of that day knowing exactly what they want to offer, having never made an offer like that before, their first $2,000 sale, their first $5,000, $10,000 sale within days or a week after that. So it's a hugely, hugely powerful day together. Please make sure you do the survey so that, and Steve, you're not muted right now for some reason. I'm just going to mute your line. Just a little bit of noise there. So please always make sure you're muted. I think I didn't mute all. That's what happened today. So please fill out the survey. Please set aside the entire day for it. I'm super excited to be doing this with you. We always play a game that involves huge wins for the community, and we've always won every single time. So which means that the whole community has won in big, big ways. So that's on Thursday for those who are in the year long. Then for everybody, we have something very new, something super cutting edge that is designed for all of you, but in different ways. So again, speaking to the year-long mastermind students and those in Karen's community, I'll speak to you in just a second. So those who are in, let me speak to both of you for a minute. What we've done is we've set it up for you to have a live call one-on-one, those in the community with Marie, in the Leon community with Marie, those in Karen's community with Beth. And let me tell you why. So first for the year-long, let me talk to Karen's community first. So for the year-long community, for both of them, these calls are to understand what your best next step is. And so for those in Karen's community, we talked last time, remember Sergio held up the diagram, right, that went like this, how much we retain when we don't review. And that, you know, without review, it goes down to nothing, but we retain like 85% when we review. In this community, we often talk about consolidation. Haven't had a chance to do that yet here in the series, but consolidation, bringing the threads together, seeing where we even are so we can see what's been won and what's still left to go. So we've set up a call for you with Beth. Beth is an amazing soul. She was on the team for my Story Freedom event in September. Some of you were there. And if you had the chance to, you know, Steve, you've done a deep dive with her, right? I mean, Beth is freaking awesome. She is amazing. I handpick the people. I'm very careful with who's on my team. I'm very, very mindful about it. And Beth is an incredible soul. And she's going to help you both consolidate what have you been learning here at Practical Applications. So what are the most important things that will have and will move the needle for you? And then what's the most important next step for you? So Beth is going to go through that with you. And then following that call with Beth, she's going to gather that. She's going to help you to see where you are and what's next. And following the call with Beth, come and speak with me. And then we'll take everything that you've done in that consolidation work with Beth and help you find your best next step. All right. So some of you had worked to book and it's like, oh, what, who's, you know, who's this Beth? Why am I talking to her? That's why. As I say, I know Steve, you've had a phenomenal call with you of those who met her at Story Freedom. Some of you I know her really well. She's Lindsay's like grinning ear to ear over there. Do not miss this call. There's limited time on her calendar. And some of you know too, she's got a lot going on this week. as well. So in her personal life, so it's a limited number of calls. You go over to meetingwithbeth.com to make that, and you can. And this is one time I don't even mind if you multitask. That's for those in Kieran's community, and you'll speak with Beth first, and then come and talk to me, and she'll set you up for that call in masterful ways, helping you consolidate everything that's here. Again, Sergio taught us that's really important to do. And for those in the year-long, I am sending you to, I'm strongly suggesting that you book as soon as you can a call with Marie. And Marie was also on the team for Story Freedom. She was also a member of our year-long community for 9 years. And now she's doing some work on the team. And in our time together, she came from a very disempowered place to not having an idea about what even her business could be about, to being to running a successful business, being a sought after author and speaker, and running her own retreats in Bali. She's a force in her own right. And she's the one perfectly qualified to help you with your whole journey of the year. It might be something that you learned at the Quantum Leaps retreat that you still haven't completed activating. Like, what's your 3-year plan and how are you implementing that? And how does it align with your financial goals, with your dream about how you set up your life and your company? It might be something that if you were at Story Freedom, something you want to consolidate from there. It might be from our having a big why series, because if we don't land that, then we can't have work that actually manifests in the world, or we end up setting up a kind of mimic company that's following somebody else's that it can't land it from there. So it might be a piece from Practical Applications. Any of those pieces Marie's going to be able to help you with. So those in Kieran's community, you're going to want to go over, and again, I don't mind if you multitask. They each have limited spaces on their calendar. So first come, first serve. Meetingwithbeth.com. meetingwithmarie.com, spelled the obvious ways, B-E-T-H-M-A-R-I-E. I would book it immediately. They have limited spots. Let me see. I think that's, Beth, and Marie is going to be asking, you know, questions about the whole of your journey, and Beth's going to be asking you some very specific questions that are really going to help you see what this experience has been of practical applications and where you need to go from here, all right? So I think that's all I need to say about that. A couple of other announcements. Again, our last call next week, high ticket virtual retreat for those in the year long. And tomorrow, it's, I believe, at 12:30 Mountain Time. I've got a call that should just be in your inbox. I'm not going to say much more about it, but that's a call that others can come to too. You can send them the link. It's called Embodied Words, Be Heard by Those You're Meant to Serve. So another training call tomorrow at 12:30. And I haven't even announced that before this time. There's so much else that we've got to serve you, but for those who can make it, and that's one you can invite your friends to as well. All right. What a couple of things were where we've been. Any questions about any of that first? I'm super excited for your calls with Beth and Marie. This is cutting edge. We have never done this before. This company is always shifting and growing and finding new ways to serve you. And this has been long in the making. It's taken hours and hours of many people to set this up for you. So I'm super excited about it, super proud of it as well. And these are two phenomenal women. I've learned a ton from each of them. You're going to be so delighted in your call with them, all right? So any questions about any of that? Burning to be said before we go forward? Clear? Okay, fantastic. So 2 minutes on where we've been. Impossible to review, you know, 5 weeks of material in 2 minutes, but just a couple of the names that you should be familiar with by now. The four principles of persuasion. How do we keep it real? Relationship, empathy, adding word skill, loving the genre. This should be very familiar to you by now. And we've been diving into different genres, different places where we use our words. If we end up thinking we're speaking when we're networking, or we think we're networking when it's conversation with a potential client, if we think we're doing a connection call and we're doing a strategy session, or vice versa, if we think we're speaking but we're talking to our team, then the words can't land, even if they're really nice and polished words, right? So the four principles of persuasion, keeping it real, networking personalities to emulate and avoid. And again, those are not to just kind of look at and forget. Take a look back at them again. And you can play a game with yourself if you choose too. It's like, I'm going to just play with this one personality this week. It'd be a great thing to do. Where can I notice it happening? At the grocery store with my family? Because it happens at very subtle levels. We can see the overt ones, like people shoving cards in your face or whatever it is, right? But we often don't notice those subtle levels that this is happening. in our own businesses and lives. So networking personalities, all these things are actually things to practice, not like one and done, right? Seven principles of networking, magic networking do's and don'ts. If you go back to those handouts right now and think about speaking and think about connection calls or strategy sessions, you will see different things in those. 10 keys to great speaking. I mentioned some of them here in passing, but we did a whole deep dive on those keys and what even very skilled speakers usually miss. They very often get it wrong and they don't get invited back onto stages. They don't close as well as they want, or there's applause, but nobody takes a step further and it's sad, right? So 10 keys to great speaking. There are the 3 and 7 minute talks you can go through. And also you'll have different eyes now that you know more about audience and purpose. Like what I talked to you about, the different audience, different purpose for those talks. So take a look at it. We put the speaker storyboard beside my speaker one sheet and see how do we decorate the door versus what's actually inside the party. Got it, Sergio. And it could be that those are they might have just got, you know, if you're not finding space on the calendar, then look back soon, because it might be that they're still placing some more on the calendar. And I really do mean these spots are limited. So check back, and you can if you're having trouble getting in with either Beth or Marie, you can always email amy@michellegunderson.com, and maybe there's a glitch or maybe the spots are just gone. You got to wait a little while for another spot to be available, right? But if there's only that spot, I saw that, Sergio, then there may be some that are opening up as we speak, because we just created this for you. Okay. So I know I'm going really quickly here, and these are all things that we've done before. All right. So these are all things that we've done before, just to remind you of some of the words, some of the places we've been. All right. So the speaker one sheet, what should even be on it? This is something that you can model to go out and speak, whether you're speaking to two people or a large crowd. We talked about 5 powerful words to make sales easy, and talked about the difference between a connection call and a strategy session. Pillow talk, we talked about that. What's the language we should use to speak to our clients in a way that, or potential clients in a way they can hear. We talked about features versus benefits. We talked about inside the party versus decorating the door language, and we can see that with a speaker sheet and the storyboard. If any of this is losing you, you can go refer to previous calls if you missed any of those concepts, all right? Because sometimes we're sneaking them in different ways, in ways that have the most possibility for them to land in you. So go back, and you can go back and find all these things in what we've discussed. We talked about the power of repetition and consolidation. Thank you, Sergio, for the graph. Thank you, Steve, for pointing it out that Sergio had the graph there. I love that. Almost zero retention with no repetition, about 85%. Is that what you said, Sergio, when you review? I'm reviewing that for you, perhaps. I got it. Thank you, Sergio. All right. So thanks, Tracy. I got your note. All right. Those are some of the places we've been at in these last few weeks together. And really, it's a whole revolution in how we use words, how we persuade. You remember way back when, too, that persuasion is often thought of as a battleground. When we start from that place, I don't know how to get there. I don't know how to create a good business, a solid business, a business on a solid foundation, or a happy life when it starts out as a battleground. So how can we envision our words in very different ways? All right. With that very brief review, I'd love to hear from somebody who hasn't spoken here in a while. If you haven't said anything here in a while, what do you remember from even one of those things that has the power to move the needle for you? So let's just see if we can hear from somebody who, if you haven't spoken today yet, or you didn't speak last time, or maybe you haven't been on a call recently. We'd like to share one of those. It could be any of those. It's like I looked at your 3-minute talk once, Michelle, and I liked this one thing that I want to emulate. I didn't like this one thing. I don't want to do it like that. Could be that too. I love the 5 powerful words to make sales easy. I can't remember what they were, but I want to go back to it. Anne, yeah, go ahead. And then Dottie, was that a hand up? No? Okay. Anne, go ahead. Thank you.
This week had over and over in my barn, in my work with my people, my tribe, family, I kept in mind, how can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
I just kept going, that's cool. I really liked that.
5 powerful words for sales conversations, 5 powerful words. It starts right from the networking. It's not, those genres share that aspect. that part is the same in networking, in speaking, in sales conversations, in so many arenas. And thank you for underlining that. And again, from an audience of, you know, from a group of people who are deeply in service, if you're listening to my voice, I know you're deeply in service, but it can sneak in ways that we don't expect. Like with, was it Anna Maria's question last time? I don't know what to say and I don't know how to sell myself. Oh, wait, I forgot. I'm a human being who's in service here. And not because you're not a person who's deeply in service. It's just we have these other people's stories and other things that people are, things that we've learned sometimes that we've got to unlearn. And in that moment, what am I actually being in that moment? In that moment, I've forgotten that I'm a human being in service because I've got caught up with, it's something of prior training, something of ego, something of I'm supposed to do something other than what's helpful in that moment. So these are all practices and they happen at subtle levels. So it's like, shall I already know that? Most dangerous words in the English language. I already know that. I'm in service. What else? I'll go back and look for the subtler levels, right? You got that right, Anna Maria? I'm looking at you right now. Makes sense, right? And thank you for that because that helps all of us. All right, beautiful. Let's hear from one more of you. What do you recall? So that was just a brief summary of some of the places we've been to. We've been to many other places. How to create your marketing calendar for your year was one, I mean, so many places. One piece that you recall that's an aha for you right now. So I know that you're tracking on some piece of this. Who would like to share? Any one piece from, yeah, thanks, Anna Maria, beautiful.
For me, I think the ability to be at ease requires practice.
Thank you. Sometimes people say to me when they watch me on stage, it's like, wow, you know, that happened with that audience. And that's because you're just so natural, Michelle, right? Because you just, you know, you're just real and you're authentic. And that's not true. That is true. I mean, I'm speaking from my heart. But in order to do that, there's so much that we need to clear away. In order to sound like that, not just be authentic, but to sound that way to an audience, there's a lot of craft that goes into that. And so I practice that ease and I practice, I go in with those networking personalities to emulate. And I go in sounding and being that because I've practiced it and people will go, wow, you're so at ease or you seem so natural or I love talking to you here more than others. I don't know why or they just won't say those things, but they'll act in ways that you know that that's true because all that has been deeply practiced. Thank you, Anna Maria. Beautiful. Yes. All right. So anything burning to be said without which we can't go forward? Okay. Oh, and Anna Maria, I'm just going to mute your line again. Okay. Oh, wait, we both meet. Yeah, thank you. Good. All right. Jasmine is not here live. Again, hi, Jasmine. I know you listen to the recordings always when you can't be here. So I left her question to today. I think was it Steve who sent me the reminder about that? Thank you so much. Thank you. So Jasmine asks, like, how do... I want to know how to write a sales page. She says, I'm figuring out my own style and would love to see the real method applied to a sales page. So how do we write a sales page? And so again, that's moving to from close in. We move from close in to far away. Didn't even write that down on my, oh, we did on my review today. Did we talk about that? Yeah, close in to far away. And writing a sales page is far away. First, as we've had practice with real life people networking and then speaking and then one-on-one in conversations with a potential client and so on, right? That we've practiced in all those places and we've gathered a lot of words that we learned to use because we've listened very closely to people. And then we can start to write a sales page. And so for Jasmine, I'm going to go ahead to a little bit of the online work on this call to help with a sales page. And my best way to do that, let me just see if I can get it in front of you here, is to give you an example, right? So there's different kinds of sales pages, but let me show you one of them. And I'm just going to share my screen. And if you can see my screen now, nod your head. Can you see my screen? I can only see some of you. So, okay, the ones I see are nodding. Good, thank you. All right. So this is actually where you can access this is, do you see this? Each of you in this, if you're listening to my voice now, You have a bonus ticket to story freedom. And we weren't planning to do this. We did not do this last year. I don't know if we'll ever do this again. But if you're listening to my voice right now, you have a bonus ticket to my live event, 3-day event in the fall. And so when you click here, this is the first page of practical applications. When you click here, where you get to is this, right? So here's an example of a sales page. Now, it's not the page that the world sees. This is just for students and special guests, right? But here's one example of a sales page. And a sales page is just, if you think of it, it's just the same as what we learned with Anna Maria before. It's like, well, how do I sell something? I've got to go and, you know, make sure that they're hearing me and they've got to sell. No, it starts in the very same way. Can I listen? And all that work that I did with networking, all that work that I did in listening to people, I what's their language? How do they speak? What matters to them? And then put that on the page. Jasmine asked last time about titles. How do you have a powerful title? Here's the title of this event, Story Freedom. People aren't necessarily going to know what Story Freedom is, but it's the name of my company and I like it, so I kept it. Once they know a little bit more, you guys will understand better what Story Freedom means. But in case they didn't know, access the power of story to create the business you love. Oh, that speaks to a pain point. I would really like a business that I love. And I know that story has something to do with it, right? And then if they didn't, so a title that says something about the benefits of what that event is. Here, you're going to access the power of story to create the business you love. And then a couple of, this is not the only way to set up a sales page, a page with an offer, but this is one way, a couple of enrolling questions. And notice how we learn one genre and it's going to help us with the next genre. We transfer that excellence, or we understand how to link it from speaking. Oh, this is the same thing over on a sales page. Remember that ho-hum in speaking, the audience is bored, you want to grab their attention. You can do so with a couple of enrolling questions when you're speaking. You can do that on a sales page as well. And again, I don't even like the word sales page. I just think of it as a place where people can leap in if they choose, right? And you present an offer, a possibility for people. Ever wonder why two people can say the same thing, but only one of them is heard? Have any of you ever wondered that? Have you ever noticed that? Two people are saying the same thing. Everyone's listening to this person. Nobody's listening to this person. You'd like to be the person listened to, right? So ever wondered why? Do you wish you could skyrocket to success instead of taking the long road? Well, then your story matters. So enrolling questions, hopefully it's something that the audience is thinking about, right? And in their language. This one is not even a great example of in their language necessarily. Maybe those questions could be better. Everything is always in, how do I say this? In process, right? Put it up there and you can revise it later, right? This one starts out with a story. I created this page a while back. I probably wouldn't put this story here. I'd probably put fewer words. It's not a bad story. It's not a bad thing to do. But I would probably leap down now it's got some good testimonials there. But I'd probably leap now down to how you can use the power of story to set yourself free. And this is for Jasmine, but this is for all of you. These words came straight out of my journal. I was journaling one day about what do I want people to get out of Story Freedom. It was a couple of years ago. And I wrote it down for myself. It doesn't always work this way. Sometimes we need to translate it into the language of our clients. But I wrote it down. I shared it with somebody. And I'm like, Michelle, put that up on your sales page. I'm like, oh yeah, right. Because this is what I want people to get out of it. And then I've used these words directly when I'm speaking about this event too. The same stories that have bound you can set you free. And notice the simplicity of the language too. It's nothing, not rocket science. It's very simple, real language, right? The same stories that abound, you can set you free once you learn what to do with them. And when you do that, it'll transform. And these are people's pain points, right? How you manage your team and your time, what you set as priorities, how you move through your day, how hard you work, how elegant your moves are, how much money you make, and how easy your life is. Ultimately, the right story will catapult you to success and give you the freedom that you're looking for. Get the old stories out. Let the new stories live. Embody them. Live the life you deserve. Be heard. Gain confidence. Get your message out. Somewhere in there is probably a pain point of my ideal clients. If you heard something there that you would like, if you'd like more confidence when you're speaking in front of a group, if you'd like to get your message out in bigger ways, if you would like to manage your team better or even have a team, if you'd like to know what you should do first, which is priorities, if you don't want to work so hard, if one of those things applied to you, raise your hand. And I only mentioned a couple of them that are on the page. That means that I've got it, right? That means that something of their pain, of the, my ideal client's pain points are in there. Where did that come from? It came from listening. It came from close in first, networking, speaking with people, finding out what their issues are. And then there's, let me just scroll down. There's five points. All right. So let me show you the structure of it first. There's like, here's the five things you're going to gain. And then a testimonial. Pictures are great. This is where we go to. It's freaking awesome. It's in the Canadian Rockies, right? I've got an I love this training guarantee. You can model this, right? So that helps people know that, wow, you could come. You could do an entire day's training. You'll get your money back after that day if you didn't like it. Nobody's ever asked for their money back. Some testimonials, and then what you're going to get in summary, and then reserve my space, right? So and this link, by the way, is designed just for you guys because the value is a $1,500 value. And if you're hearing my voice, it means you. We did not intend this. It's not officially in the package with the year-long community, and it's for this year. And it's not officially at all. Last year, people paid for this, right? But we decided, you know, fairly recently to give this to you. It's my gift to you. You guys are amazing. I love people who can hear and who can actually use this and make it, you know, and allow it to make a difference for them, right? So it's 3 days of training. A lot of these are pitch fests. This is nothing like that. There's not, you know, like speaker after speaker after speaker after speaker. I brought in one speaker for the very first time last year, and people loved it, got a lot out of it. And the rest of the time, it's me training for 3 solid days. So this is one time again, too. I don't mind if you multitask. You can reserve your spot. It's just a $97 no-show deposit while we're here. And you can do that. $97 no-show deposit. And you get that back at the door. Right? So people have paid a lot more than that to be in this room. So this is back to the sales page. So the five things that they're going to get. That it's easy to see them. So we've got them in a different color. So you can, you know, the bold of the main thing. So if people just scroll through, they can see the main points. Gain access to the magic key that will unlock everything you've wanted for your business. Find out why stories matter. Stop undermining what you're trying to accomplish and start telling stories that make your business grow. So this is calling to my ideal client as well. It's like, there's something I know that I'm not quite, I know there's something that I got to do and I got to do it differently, but I'm not quite sure how. And that comes again from listening to people's words, right? Learn how to align your inner story with your outer story so that you can finally be heard. People are not going to know what this means when they just come to it. So then there's some a teaching point here. Their inner and outer stories, they have to match. Simple language. If you're thinking and believing one thing, telling people something else, it never works. Find out how to discern when you've got a story misalignment and what to do about it. Discover how to get aligned. And hint, it may not be what you think. And finally, get your message out in ways that'll draw your ideal clients to you. Impact people now, not later. So these are the key things that we walk through. It's nice to have five things. A lot of things work well in fives, right? Discover how to turn less than ideal situations into a success launchpad to catapult your business in your life. How many of you ever feel like you'd like to redo something, or like sometimes things aren't exactly the way you'd like them to be? Raise your hand. That you like it to be just a little bit different than it is now, but you're not sure what to do about it. So again, that's, you know, a mark of my ideal client. So how do you create an empowering story that eliminates other people's disempowering stories so that your own empowering story prevails? So this is not quite as pillow talk language as sometimes it might be, but in my field of story, sometimes people don't, you know, they don't come in knowing they need story. So there's a little bit more training than there might be in some areas, but still it's very simple language that people can access. I have some less ideal situations. I want that to change. Stop being perfect. Start being passionate. And again, that's a mark of my ideal clients. Like, I really like to, how many of you really like to get it right? You know, you really want to get it right. You'd like to get, yeah. Okay, good. So, that's one example of, a sales page. You guys can go through it, and, oh yeah, almost forgot this part of it. So, there's the call to action. Yes, Michelle. And click here. Make the click here is really clear. This is what I do. I'm going to reserve my space here. I don't use the word sign up. People don't like the word sign up. They get afraid to sign up for things, right? Just reserve my space, gentle words, right? Bonuses. Those are also helpful to outline the bonuses. I send a special gift out to somebody. There's a pre-event training call. We did it for the first time last year. It was like a freaking awesome call and an opportunity to bring a friend for $197. So, and one of the things I'll, so those are, let me just tell you about Story Freedom, a little, one last thing about it. So you have that bonus ticket, $97 no-show deposit. You get that back at the door. As soon as I know you're coming, I start designing it with you in mind, right? I've taught that event many times, but I think about you. And there's one more thing that I wanted to give you guys. And this is just my gift from my heart to you. If you guys decide to come and you are coming, when you decide to come and you enroll, that's for those in the community, those in the year-long, those in Karen's community. When you enroll by the end of practical applications, which is a week from now, I wanted to send you something special. And so these are beautiful handmade journals. It's not, others aren't going to get this, even if they pay the $1,500. Beautiful handmade journal. They're handmade by a beautiful friend of mine named Ciel. And these journals, when there's a couple people who've brought them to prior events, and the journal itself, this has transformed their lives in magnificent ways. They have these little notes inside that are like especially for the person, right? Just like little notes and reminders inside. They're, you know, handmade. This one happens to say, I measure my success by how much fun I'm having. Miracles now. It's like each one is beautifully designed, and we'll get that to you in the mail along with those all those other gifts if you come. So when you choose to come by the end of practical applications, all right? So so that's for Jasmine. That's a sales page. Also wanted to let you know that you've got that opportunity to come to Story Freedom, and strongly encourage you to just grab your ticket before the end of practical applications. Any questions about, Jasmine's not here live. Hi, Jasmine. I know you're listening in the recording. Any questions about sales pages? That's just one example of a sales page, but it's got, you know, enrolling questions at the end, at the beginning. It's got, you know, what you're going to get out of it. It's got an I love this training guarantee. It's got a summary again of what you're going to get. It's really easy to click to register. It's got the language, a very simple language that can be, you know, easily understood. It has behind it all the listening to people beforehand to what their actual pain points are. Any questions about the sales page? We're doing a little bit of the material from next time. Questions about that? Yeah, Mary Kay, go ahead.
I'm not sure exactly how to phrase my question, but the part about the $1,500 value and the $97 deposit or whatever.
Yeah.
That, as a person looking at that, are people going to look at that as inflated, highly inflated? Because that's
kind the of- thing is that's only for you guys. The sales page that is out there in the world, that they can't come for $97. That's just because you're already here. I'm gifting this to you.
Okay, so but there are other pages that have that, you know, where it's like really inflated the value, and then it has the price you pay.
Well, that's interesting. I do understand what you're saying. Sometimes it's like, here's my free gift and it's worth like $10,962 and it's one page. Well, don't do that. You know, anything that, anything that I put down, I really know what the value is of it. And sometimes there's a reason that I'm going to, give a discount for a particular reason. You guys are on a deep journey and I would love to see you all there. And it's my gift to you. And Karen is, a very special friend of mine, and we have not done this before. So, you know, and it's my gift to those on the year-long journey. You're taking a deep dive. Many people have paid, and they paid a lot to be in the room. So you need to know, this is about setting price points, and we'll do more about that at the High Ticket Virtual Retreat, but setting price points, you need to know the real value of it. Don't ever inflate. And then if there's a reason to do, and we'll tell you very specifically how and when to do that at the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. But if you want to give something special, but it's not because it's a beta version, it's not because it's actually only worth that, and you inflated the prices, nothing like that. Those are, you know, maybe those kind of tricks or something like that work for people, I don't know, but it's, to me, it's not an integrity and it doesn't work. But you need to know what the real value of that thing is. And if you have a strategic reason to offer it for a particular person at a particular level, great. But I, you know, some people do that. It's like, well, here's my free gift that's worth $10,962. I just, maybe that works. I don't know. I wouldn't do that. But for you guys, like, this is my gift to you. We weren't even planning to do this. It actually ended up, you know, to be honest, it ended up because of a almost like a mistake in the copy. And then I'm like, okay, well, we're just going to do this. Because some of you know that we were not planning to do this. And some of you know we did not do this last year or ever before. We've not done this. We've done this for people in the community. It's been included for people in the year long. It's part of their journey. So I just need the $97 no-show deposit because it lets me know you're coming. Did that answer your question, Mary Kay? Did that help?
Kind of. I guess I was thinking more about the perception of the person reading it, not this group, but like.
Right. Actually, your question brings up something really important: audience and purpose. And I wasn't going to go there, could just for the sake of time. But you guys are amazing, and you ask really great questions. So, I just showed you one example of a sales page, but I didn't answer the question about audience and purpose, and what the page is going to be is going to depend on. Who you're planning to read this, of course, right? Now you might say, well, my ideal client, but in what circumstance? So really a nuanced question, Mary Kay. So here's the more nuanced answer. So for instance, if you're speaking to a very warm audience, somebody's interviewing you and they love your work, and that person and everybody loves them and they love your work, so you have some authority in front of that group, then you're speaking and then you have something to offer them. And let's say there's a video at the top of the page. Video at the top of the page is a great idea. But if it's already a really warm audience and it's just where do I enroll? Because, you know, I already know that I want to enroll because that happened in the context of the talk. The video is just going to get in the way. You want something very simple and very short. Click here. So it depends on the circumstances. It depends on exactly those things that we've been learning here. Who's the audience? What's the exact purpose? What's the genre? And that's why these trainings, that's why it's so powerful, because, you know, we learned that in another context. I wasn't going to mention it here, like I say, out of sake of time, but it's a good question that deserves a good answer. Is that a better and more nuanced answer for you, Mary Kay?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, yeah, really great question. You guys are awesome. All right, I'm going to keep going here. Anything burning to be said, without which we can't go forward, because if your mind is stuck over there, you won't be able to hear what I'm going to share with you from here. Okay, Dottie, go ahead. You're muted, Dottie.
I just wanted to ask, where in Story Formula is the sales page that you were just going over? Where do I
go? Oh, go, if you go to practical, thank you. That's a great question. So if you go over to, I'll show you that again, because usually I wouldn't want you to be multitasking, but if you know you're coming and you want to do that right now, it's all right. So it's right here. This is right at practical applications. All right. So this is the right as you get in there, let's get started. Reserve your bonus ticket to Story Freedom. Click here and that gets you to that page. And that page is only for you guys. All right. You can't share that page with other people. It's just for you. Okay. Did that answer your question?
Well, so what you went a little bit fast. So what you're saying,
get to Story Freedom Academy, it'll be right on the front page.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. That's a great question. Okay. Whew. All right. So thank you, Jasmine. Awesome, awesome question. And Mary Kay, awesome, nuanced question following. It's really great. All right. I want to go. So today, more deep dive training on sales and offers and your ideal client. So I want to remind you of some of the places we've been. Why sales? Well, if we're not making offers, we don't have a business. We have a hobby. So need to find a way to fall in love with the genre of making offers. And if you think about it, this is your highest level work. This is that thing that you do. Why wouldn't we want to be in a conversation with somebody that we might be able to help? can we reframe that? It's like, wow, I got to sell stuff. How about if instead I can just have a conversation to see if there's a fit between what I do and what that person's looking for? What if I can just be in a conversation that is no different from what we've been learning all along here, like in networking where I want to serve people? When I'm speaking, I want to serve people. When I'm in that conversation with somebody who might benefit from my work, I'm just there in service, nothing different in our energy, right? And then it becomes, starts to become a lot of fun. And Steve answered, like, are we going to start with a sales page? No. And even though I showed it to you today, right? Because we start from close into far away. How about talking to a real live person and seeing, you know, what they actually need? So talking to a real life person. You're looking for a fit. You're not trying to sell something. Is there a fit between what I do and what you're looking for? Just like networking, we're going to genuinely serve. And there's three things that you, if you're in a conversation with somebody that you might be able to serve, there's three things you can do. And I've no one ever taught me this. This just really makes sense to me and is really powerful. If you only learned this in the whole series, this is life-changing. In that conversation with somebody, there's three things you can do. If you're genuinely going to help them, either you're going to refer them to somebody that will help them. If it's not in your court, refer them. Really help them. You know people that could help them. Send them. I've sent people to other people in the field of story. I've sent people to people in time management. I've sent people to salespeople. I've sent them to all kinds of places. Dottie, I just muted your line again. I got unmuted for a moment. You refer them to somebody else, number one. Number two, there's something you can help them with. You can make an offer if there's something that you can help them with, right? And the third thing is maybe there's something in their own court. Maybe they've got a bunch of shelf help and they haven't used any of it. And it's sitting on there and you find out in the course of the conversation it's just been sitting there, right? Well, maybe you're going to say, hey, go back and do that once you've done that. Because you need time management and everything is crazy right now. And then when you finish that, let's talk again in 6 months because I know you need this, but you need that more, right? So is there a fit between what I do and what you're looking for? Just like networking, you're just looking to serve. And then you get, so you're on a call with somebody that you might be able to serve and you tell them it's one of those three things that you're going to do, right? So when you're in that call, when you're in that strategy session, and first, how are we going to get, before we talk about who's going to be in front of us, who that ideal client is, I want to talk about how we're going to find them. And then we'll talk about who that person is later. I want to talk about who they are later. I didn't put it at the front of practical applications because I want you out there in conversations, networking with people, and then giving talks, and then being in conversations, even if it's not exactly the right person, so that you're practicing those words all along. Sometimes we finesse who exactly the ideal client is, and we play with it on paper forever, and nothing's going to move from there. Let's be on the court, and then let's figure out who it is, and it's going to be easy with all the tools that we've gathered already, right? So what are some of the ways that you could find, once you know who that person is, and the person is just the person who needs your services, right, for now, where are some of the places that you could look? Because they're right under your nose, and I just want to gather like 10 places where you could go find them. So we get that out of the way for now, and then we'll talk about what we say in those conversations, and we'll talk about who that person is. Are you with me? So where can you find them? How can you get in conversations with them? Let me give you some examples. You could network, right? Some of the places we've already been. You could speak in front of an audience. Maybe they're sitting in that audience. What else could you do to find those people? Like, think low tech, think easy. Yeah, Anne, go ahead.
They're already doing business with you?
Ah, yes, right. They're already doing business and maybe there's more that you can help them with. Maybe they're finishing up a program and there's a next step, right? Beautiful. And you've created a journey and you've solved one problem, they've got another problem. Fantastic. So, and also, maybe they're already doing business with you and maybe they know people that also you could help because people hang out with people who are like them. Maybe they know somebody. Who do you know who? Not do you know somebody, who do you know who might also benefit from this? That happened to me with the second person in the year-long community many years ago, 10 years ago now. And I said, you know, who do you know who? Because she was moving away. And at that time, my business was local. And like, who do you know who? And she's like, Michelle, can't I do this? And so I was asking her for somebody else. She's like, can I please? We had a conversation and she came and did we did the work together. You know, it was life-changing. So somebody you're already working with. Where else can you find them? I want this to be easier than you think. It is easier than you think. I wanted to like demystify this. Where else might they be? Where else might you be able to get in front of them? Yeah, Steve, go ahead.
Friends and family.
Friends of family. Everybody's connected
friends
with
and friends and
oh, friends
family.
And family. Yes, friends and family. Everyone's connected with 200 people at least. In this group, it's way more than that. Go ask them. Who do you know who needs help in your area? And you know, simple ways, simple words to describe what you do. Who do you know who needs to have more patience with their horse? Do you know anybody who's like finding themselves tearing their hair out and getting impatient? And I mean, for instance, right? Fantastic. What else? They're right in front of us. What else can we do? Yep, Michelle and then Mary Kay.
I don't know, maybe just like, maybe that falls under networking, but like going to places where they have other interests. With people there and yeah.
I'm so glad you said that. And if somebody hadn't said that, I was definitely going to mention that, right? Because yes, it's like each of these has a subcategory because speaking, well, where do I want to speak? There's lots of different places I can speak. There's lots of different places that I can network, that I can just be with people. And you can ask the people you're already working with. Anne said, ask the people I'm already working with. Where do they hang out? Maybe all your people love going to the ballet. Maybe they hate the ballet. Maybe they love going to jazz festivals. Maybe they all love a lot of people that work with me. Let me just see. How many of you like massage? Just raise your hand. I'm just curious. Look at that. A lot of hands up. I know that about my people. It's usually just, not true for everyone, not 100%. You know? So sometimes what we do is we do a free draw for a massage at an event. Because among those people, there might be at an entrepreneurial event. Among those people, it's trying to pull out some of the people that, you know, right? So you do a free gift draw. You can do one of those free auctions sometimes. And you can auction off one little piece of what you do, a consultation. You can go to where, find out what they love. And this starts talking about how do you find your ideal client. But what is it? Find one of them and find out what they do and go there. Where else might you find them? Yeah. Oh, yes, Mary Kay. Thank you.
Well, when I've just been browsing on Facebook and I happen across somebody comes up with a problem and a whole bunch of people offer answers, and then I will offer a personal call.
Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic. And always think from close into far away. If we're social media, that's usually far away, but how can I bring it closer in? And I have friends who are experts in social media, like that's their field, and it's so interesting. They go, oh, first thing that matters is story. So interesting, right? Because we do that work here. Like, this is stories that matter, and it's real connections that matter. And so low-tech ways and around, if you're going to go to social media, low-tech ways can take us very far. People have come to work with me because they asked a single question in a Facebook note to me. Right? And I follow up with a connection call. I follow up with helping them out. I follow up, right? And so it might be, maybe there's groups, like Facebook groups. And so engaging with a particular person, answering questions and being of service. But Mary Kay says she's of service, right? So maybe all your people are on Facebook and finding groups where they are and starting to engage there and make it close in, find ways to make it close in, right? So those are just, you might sponsor an event and have a table there, right? You might talk to people in your circle. You might find out how you can speak in front of somebody else's audience. There's multiple ways to place yourself in front of the people who could who you could help. I think we've listed at least a dozen ways. If you think that you can find at least one way where you could find one potential client, raise your hand. One, at least one way. And if not, it's like, rewind this and listen to this again, all right? And if you're still not sure, get on a connection call with somebody here and find, you know, another 10 ways where you can find those people, all right? So so then you get on a call with them, and what are you going to do? You're going to do what you've been doing all along from networking. You're going to be of service. Refer them to somebody and let them know, hey, what we're going to do is find your best next step, and either I'll refer you to somebody, and it's just honest and true. Or there's something that you're going to do in your own court, or maybe there's something I can help you with further. whatever it is, we're going to find your best next step. And that's the genre. That's the thing they're looking for. It's like somebody giving their time for free to help actually genuinely help find the best next step. That's priceless. That's phenomenal. That makes it really, really, really easy. So what are you gonna do in that call then? Well, there's a call with Bonnie that has been placed in our practical applications, in practical applications in Story Freedom Academy, and it's a really crucial call. It was just a private call with Bonnie, who then allowed me to share it here with the community. And so I wanted to share with you some of those key things that you're going to do when you're in that conversation in order to make it easy. If you think that would be helpful, it's like, oh, here's one of the people that I might be able to help. Okay, here's how I enter into the conversation. Oh, and then what do I actually do in the conversation? If you think that might be helpful to you, raise your hand. So I want to make sure that you're tracking. We're covering things, you know, a lot of stuff. We're like, okay, thank you. Means you heard. Okay, good. So first thing you do, let me give you the, it's seven words first, okay? Seven words or phrases, and then we'll go back and let you know what each of these means, all right? Number one, offer. Number two, value. Number three, listen. Number four, pain. Number five, let them step in. Number six, big why, not objections. Number seven, unattached. So in the conversation, do you think you're going to be trying to sell it yourself like Anna Maria wanted to do last week? Thank you so much for that, Anna Maria. I hope you don't mind that I refer to that because it's everybody, right? So, oh wait, you're okay with that? If you're not, just let me know and I will stop. Okay, thank you. I take it from her smile. It's okay. Thank you, Anna Maria. So sometimes we think we got to go sell stuff. That's backwards. I'm going to listen. How do I know? I don't even know if I can help that person. I'm going to do what I've done right from the beginning in networking. I'm going to listen and I'm going to serve. So before I enter into the conversation, though, I'm going to decide what I have to offer. And decide what I have to offer. Maybe you have just one thing. When I began the year-long community, I just had one thing, one way that first person could enter in. What is it that you want to offer? And again, tons more at the High Ticket Virtual Retreat about how we do that. But decide what you want to offer. Maybe you've got three ways that they can, you know, that you can play together. I don't know. What's that thing? What's over here in your court? Because if you don't know what's in your court, how will you know if something in your court helps them? What is it that you have to offer them? And again, lots more on Thursday about that if you're in the year long. So decide beforehand. Here's a few things. Number two, value. I can't emphasize this enough. You have to know the value of your work. And Mary Kay said, well, won't people devalue that? They will devalue, you know, and she had a very specific question about the sales page, but I can't say this emphatically enough. We need to know the value of the work we do. You need to know the value of the work that you do. You're probably undervaluing it right now. If you won't stand for the value of the work that you do, they won't be able to see it. You got to know it in your bones. And then if it's something that will help them, why wouldn't you say, hey, this might help you? If it doesn't, oh, well, it's okay. It doesn't matter. So I'll be able, you know, I'll help somebody else. And one of my teachers said, SW, 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 SW. Some will, some won't. So what? Someone's waiting. So some will, some won't. So what? Someone's waiting. You're just trying to help people. You're really genuinely trying to help people. Let it be easy. Know your value. So for instance, can you know that what you're offering, it really truly is worth twice what you're charging? Not out of a sense of small self, well, I can only charge this much because, but what difference does it really make in their lives? What's the transformation you're actually offering? How is this actually changing lives? Not the features, how many calls and so on and so forth. What's it actually doing? And you need to find ways to understand at deeper and deeper levels. And most entrepreneurs don't. So that's number two. Number three, listen. Ask questions, really listen to them. What should you ask? Questions that will help you help them. It's very simple. Find out what's actually going on. And that's why I wanted you practicing with the networking all along. It makes this part so easy. If you've been doing that all the way along, oh, this is just a natural extension of it. And you need to be able to listen at really deep levels too, to what they're saying. One person said to me once, you know, hey, I know this work is for me. I really want to do this with you, but not yet. But everything in her was saying, I really want to do it. I'm just scared. So you have to be able to listen at a deeper level. When she said, you know, I know this work is for me, but not yet. I just said, I'm not so sure. And she immediately enrolled and changed her life. So we got to be able to listen, not just to the surface of what they're saying, but what are they saying underneath? It's a very attentive, huge attentiveness to the subtlety of words, right? I mean, we've been working and playing with words all along, and the subtleties of stories too, beyond the scope of this series. But what's the stories that are going on inside them that they may not even know about? Number four, pain. You want to listen for pain in your area. You want to listen for pain in your area. And most people rush over this because they don't want people to be hurting. Hey, I can fix that for you here. But you're not causing pain if you're listening to somebody and truly listening. Hey, this is hurting right now. If you've been practicing the networking and not being those networking personalities to avoid and actually playing with that, and it crafts out who we're being, not just who we want to be, but who we're actually being in the world, then it creates the conditions of possibility to listen to that person at that genuine deep level. How are they hurting? If they're not hurting in their area, you're not going to make an offer anyway. Maybe it's something like you, but it's really somebody else they need. Great, just listen for it. How can you help them? How can you help them? Number five, let them step in. If they're expressing a whole bunch of pain in your area because you've been asking them a whole bunch of questions, and the questions are like, well, how long has this been going on? And how much and how often? And, you know, so you're trying to understand both quality, you know, quantity and quality. You mean that, you know, maybe you're a sleep specialist, right? And you mean that you haven't had a good night's sleep in 2 years? Wow. How's that going with your family, you know? I mean, I bet that's hard getting up with the kids in the morning. You're actually genuinely listening, right? If that were your area, for instance. How are you doing? What else is this affecting for you? Then let them step in. Five, let them step in. If there's that much pain, and it's in your area, eventually it's going to start turning into some hope, right? It's like, wow, what am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about this? Well, I've got an idea. You can sketch it out for them. I've got an idea, you know? Don't have to name your program. It's just like, what about this and that and that and that? And like, wouldn't, you know, might that help? But don't leap too soon. Let them be with that pain because it's real and you want it to actually change, not just words, right? When is somebody who really needs help in your area, they will step in. They'll start asking questions. What do you think I should do? How do I work with you? You're asking those, you know, what should I do? Now, you're not selling something. You're just holding space. Number six, big why, not objections. So sometimes people have, you know, I'm not listening for objections. It's like, how do you handle objections? It's not that. I'm just trying to help somebody in their pain. So I don't even listen to that part. I don't even hear that. Because that's sometimes coming from the person's, not kind of trying to override what they're saying, but sometimes parts of them are saying different things. One part of them knows that they could take a step, but they're scared. Another part will be naming, you know, all these objections or whatever it is, but it's like, listen to the highest level of that person. What are they actually wanting and needing? What's their why? What could actually happen to them? What's possible for them if they actually made this change? So if I go in, it's like, wow, I got to sell something. What if they have objections? Then that's how I'm going in. Can you hear that? I'm here because I've been practicing it through all practical applications. I'm here in service. I'm going to listen to them. I'm going to help them no matter what. Find their best next step, actually, truly. Maybe it'll be with me. Maybe it'll be with somebody else. And then if they're naming that pain, it's just obvious to take that next step. You don't need to name your programs. Like, how would you know, what if it was like this and like this and like this? Well, I've got an idea. That's actually what I do with people. That thing you're talking about, that's what I do. Do you want to see what that would look like? It's really simple. And then number seven, be unattached. It's right in many spiritual traditions. I know it's in the Bhagavad Gita, for instance. It's in the Bhagavad Gita, it's like, do your duty, be unattached to the outcome. If you want to make the sale, if you're trying to make, you know, if they're your ideal client, they'll step forward when you structure it in this way and you've been practicing that service right from the beginning. When they are, if they're not your ideal client, let them go, bless them and release them. Be unattached to the outcome. Some will, some won't. So what? Someone's waiting. If they're not the right person, you don't want them anyway because they cause problems, right? Let them go. So that's what you do in that call. That's how you create that condition of possibility. That's where you go find those people. There's still that piece around who that client is. And I just want to tell you, I'm just going to take 2 minutes out of this so that 2 minutes over this so that you can hear it. And then we'll finish that up next time. Well, how do you find who that person is? Well, you know, we found, you know, practical ways to go find them. But how do you find out what, well, it's the person who has pain in your area, right? It's the person who has pain in your area. It sounds obvious, but it's profound. Because then all you got to do is find out what that pain, you know, what's the problem that you solve and go look for people who need that. How do you find out what the problem is you solve? One way you can do it, interview your own clients. What are they saying about what's been happening to them? It's a huge way. You know, ask them for ahas. I'm always asking you, what are you guys hearing? What are you guys hearing? I always want to know at deeper and deeper levels. What are you hearing? What are your ahas? I might think it's over here and you guys are all jazzed about this. That's the most important thing to you. Listen and listen and listen, right? Interview your own clients. I'll say more about this next time. There's more nuanced details about this, but something I learned from a guy named Dave Albano, he said I could share it with you guys. It's like, who's paying you the most? Who do you love working with? Who loves working with you? Write up those lists. And where that intersects, that's go find more of them. They pay you the most. You love working with them. They love working with you. That's not always the same person. But the one in the center of that circle, if it's a Venn diagram, right? A circle, a circle, a circle. Go find more of them. Find out about who that person is that you're working with. Ask them questions. And find more of those people. I think that's... So sometimes we think of this as really complex, intricate stuff that we've got to spend, you know, time on paper figuring all this out. And I'd much rather see you on the court, talking to people, doing that as we've been doing all along. And then it's a very small extension than to have a conversation with a real person who can enter into your work and to find out who that person is by all the things we've already been doing. Right? We find out who that person is. By all the things we've already been doing, we enter into a conversation that we don't have to sell stuff anymore because we're just holding space for somebody that might need our work. And we're just serving like we have all the way along. And that starts to make it fun and easy. All right. So let's wrap up this call. And again, reminder that you've got a spot at Story Freedom. So if you grab that spot by next call, we'll send you this, you know, beautiful, beautiful journal that I'll tell you more about how that's changed lives next time. Right. And let's end with one aha and one inspired action. Remember to post your questions. I didn't see any other questions posted for today. Last time is the last chance for the series. So please post your questions and I will find a way to get to them no matter what. All right. So if I have 100 questions, we'll find a way to make sure that we get them all answered. All right. One aha. One inspired action to take this out into your world, that check-offable action, a real thing in the real world, and you're up in my left-hand corner. You're first.
The aha moment was exactly what I'm heading out to the barn to do in about 45 minutes is a client's having trouble, and I would like to help her, and it will cost her more money, which that's where I get stuck because I feel so bad. Because she's already spending money. So my action is to go in there with that just softness and listening. What can I do?
Right.
You're frustrated. Right. Kids frustrated. What should we do? You know, what can I do?
Right. And that inner world story, you could set up all the systems and structures, but as long as that inner world story is there for you, how do we get there from there? That's the story that needs to be shifted, right? That's around story. We talk a little bit about that here, but fantastic notice, Anne. Thank you. And great strategy from here of what to do with that. Great. And that is your inspired action then, right? That's your action as well. Fantastic. Thank you. Love it. Dottie, you're up.
I really loved what you were just talking about, the mindset behind the communication, how they have to be in a line. And So I really, especially what you just shared about my mindset is they can't afford it. And don't drop that. I don't know if they can or not.
Thank you. That is so profound. Who am I to judge what they can and can't afford?
Right.
I'm assuming they're small. Why would I do that to the people that I want to help? Bad start. Right. Thank you for that. What's your inspired action, Dottie?
To go to a meetup group in the next week and to put aside that any suspicions about they can't afford it.
Right. Why would I want to be holding people small? Makes no sense, but we do it. It sneaks in, right? Thank you, Dottie. Love it. Steve, you're up.
However many there were. Some will, some won't, someone's waiting.
Yes.
I love that.
Thank you. Some will, some won't, so what? Someone's waiting.
So my inspired action, I've got to go back and listen to a couple of the calls that I've missed. By the way, I sent a note to Amy because I can't find them on the website.
The manuscript
calls from last week.
Oh, you can't. Okay, they haven't been posted yet. I will check with her.
Calls from last week. So.
Okay. I will ask her about that. And if you don't see it there in a couple of days, contact her. Make sure we get that to you, okay? Last week should be there right away. This one should be there 48 hours later, okay? Thank you for that.
Okay. I think there were two last week, right?
Oh goodness. I think so. I don't know. I don't know what day it is, Steve. I think so. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So
okay. Keep
on us and make sure that they get posted. All right. Keep on, okay. on us about that. Thank Good. You. Thank you for letting me know. Yeah.
I also liked the three things you can do to serve. So I have to keep that in my head when I,
it's so powerful. Beyond the scope. I wish I had 2 hours to explain it further to you guys, but no one taught me that. It is extremely powerful. It makes all of those conversations super, super easy. Love it. Thank you. Michelle, you're up.
My aha is just, I think it's about the ideal client and how you said, like, they already want to work with you. It's just about sort of opening the door for the connection and showing them how. It's not about, like, making some big thing happen that wasn't naturally there. So
thank you. And that's a mistake in a different arena about audience and purpose. I'm mistaking my audience as somebody hostile that I have to, if I'm thinking I've got to so sell myself that I got to twist into it, like everything is wrong. And it's another level of mistaking the audience. They're actually asking for us. They're asking for our help. Why wouldn't we serve? We've been doing it since networking. Thank you, Michelle. And then your inspired action.
My action is to be more relaxed when I am with my students or potential students, because if they're there, then they already want to be there. So put my energy into helping them instead of worrying that maybe they don't really want to be there or whatever. So.
Can you hear how there's breath in everyone today? And this comes right from Shavasana, breathing better, and all those conversations get completely transformed by what we've done today. And I hear you hearing it. Beautiful, Michelle. Thank you. All of you hear this. I hear you hearing it. Thank you. Love it. Sergio, you're up.
Listen to their pain in my area and let them step in.
Yes. Thank you for hearing it. So simple. It's unlearning all that stuff that we think we know about sales, about business, about what we're supposed to do, about how about if we let it be easy? What's your inspired action, Sergio?
I watched three of the videos yesterday, so I'll watch the rest of them today.
Yeah, fantastic. Going through in the series. And I know a number of you are doing that, going back to the series and listening again. You're going to hear whole new things there. Love it. Thank you. And I know, Sergio, you've been away too, so enjoy. That's awesome. Anna Maria, go ahead.
So I'm thinking my aha is I need to ask more questions than that, more about what people need And I was thinking my inspired action is to listen to deeper levels, to the subtlety of the words.
Mm-hmm. The last chapter of my PhD dissertation was called Listening Differently, because I studied and wanted to understand different ways, deeper levels of listening, far more nuanced ways than we usually listen to each other as human beings. So how can we do that? How can we access that changes the world? All right. Thank you so much. Remember to go book meetingwithbeth.com for those in Karen's community, meetingwithmarie.com for those in the year-long journey. Please take advantage of those calls. It's going to be huge to consolidate, to see what you've already done and to see what your next step is. So have a great, great week, everybody. We'll see you for the last call in Practical Applications in a week. And we'll see you for a high-ticket virtual retreat for those in the year-long. Have a great week, everybody. And see you tomorrow. Check your inbox if you want to come to that call, all right? Bye-bye for now. Have a great week.